Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 25th, 2023. In absence of adequate feelings. Comment: a dream is in fact a hallucination, and for a certain period of time it is very realistic. My response: I believe that it is not worth talking about this topic because a person who is not engaged in Kabbalah will not receive any correct information from it. How can you talk to a blind person about what vision means? He would not understand anyway. He does not have any initial adequate sensations. Our study is based on the fact that you give an example and show that you act by a certain analogy. And if a person has no analogy, if there is no rudiment of this feeling, then there is nothing to talk about with him. For example, put a cat next to you and start reading War and Peace to it. What will happen? You can keep reading for 1,000 years. This type of creature is not capable of perceiving what belongs to the human level. Comment: but there are different categories of people. We speak as if dismissing straight away all those who do not understand. My response: we dismiss everyone, including beginner Kabbalists, until they begin to attain the spiritual world. It is also unrealistic for them. For the first few years of the study, a person is engaged only in preparing for the feeling of spirituality. And when he has a spiritual feeling, then he will be able to contrast it to the world, speak, and see what is happening in souls and what is happening in bodies. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Hallucinations in a Dream, August 20, 2011. The world through the eyes of a Kabbalist? Question: do you see the same picture of the world that I see? Answer: no. I see the world in a completely different way, completely interconnected. In this rigid structure, there is a clear connection between me, you, and everyone else, like tubes that connect us together into one single system. Like balls and tubes between them, this is how I see the world. In the meantime, each of us, an egoist, closes himself from others. Thus, the system cannot do anything, there is no circulation in it. The circulatory, nervous, and lymphatic systems stop, life in the body stops. Before, we could do whatever we wanted. Nature itself supported us from within because we existed in the development of our egoism. Now, we have reached the peak of development, we have become isolated among ourselves, and that is it. Now, if you do not want to be properly connected with others, you will not be able to exist. This is how I see the system, and very realistically. I see in it everything that humanity does and how anti-systemic it is. Question: it turns out that you suffer the most from this? Answer: on one hand, yes. On the other hand, I see that humanity will come to this anyway, even through great suffering. In what way, good or evil, I do not know, but it will come. Therefore, if I have at least some opportunity to show something, to give some source without any connection with me, I do it. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Who is to blame for the pogroms? August 13, 2011. Dissemination and growing pains. Comment: there are people in our groups who have some positions in the world, but they do not want to reveal themselves because there is a certain image that they do not want to put on themselves. Sometimes I am ashamed of what they do. My response: I am absolutely not ashamed because there is so much nonsense in the world, so much trash, so much garbage. From politicians, people of culture, science, art, what isn't there? Everyone does stupid things. If our people, due to misunderstanding, that is, without receiving proper training, begin to do something on social networks before they receive clear instructions, then I am not ashamed. These are growing pains. I am not ashamed of them. They are like kids who get their diapers dirty. So what? This is a child, such is his age, he is not capable of anything else. He tries to do something well, but it turns out the way it turns out. It is like when a child takes something delicious out of his mouth and brings it to you. He wants to share it with you, but he cannot do it any other way. Of course, you do not like it, you are not on that level. But it is better than when an adult sneaks up on you from behind with a baton. Therefore, I am not ashamed of them at all. Of course, they should act differently, but these are growing pains and it will pass. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Leitman's Millions, July 23, 2011. Jewish calendar. At present, the preparation of all mankind for the final correction of all religions is taking place. Islam is the right line, Christianity is the left line, and Judaism is the middle line. In accordance with this, they make up their calendars. Islam has a lunar calendar, Christianity has a solar calendar, and the Jews have a generalized one, both lunar and solar. Therefore, everyone has a problem with calendars, except the Jews. The Jewish calendar was created several thousand years ago with no amendments since then. Absolutely. There are no leap year additions, new time, old time, nothing. It is based on the movements of the moon and the sun and is calculated to the nearest second. There were such great Kabbalists as Yehuda Hanasi who compiled this calendar even before the collapse of the temple. We have been using it since then. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Kosher Pork. July 16, 2011. The mind is a servant of desires. Question: you say that intelligence comes from actions. How important are actions? Answer: how can you do without actions? On the basis of what would you gain intelligence? I keep performing actions like a child who does not understand anything. After all, you cannot jump to the mind right away. There is a desire called heart. And there is a brain, a mind that develops only to the extent of desires in order to serve, fulfill, and acquire them. It coordinates the movements and directs me so I fulfill myself. This is our egoism that acts in this way. That is, when I want to fulfill any of my desires, food, sex, family, power, fame, knowledge, and so on, then the mind turns on. But if there are no desires, then the mind does not turn on, it is as if it does not exist. It is only a servant of desires. Therefore, the more a person is beaten, the smarter he becomes because he is looking for a solution of how to make sure he is not beaten. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Mind is in Action, August 19, 2011. On a mental level. Question: why are the three religions Christianity, Islam, and Judaism considered the main ones? Answer: because they symbolize the three lines. All other beliefs accompany them and are included in them. They clearly do not come from the state where the soul was whole and then shattered into pieces. I do not even want to delve into it and engage in comparative analysis. For what? This all is ending anyway. Comment: Buddhism also plays a big role in the lives of many people. They see it as a religion. My response: this is a philosophy of life, a mentality, not a religion. It is impossible to be a Buddhist if you are not a Buddhist by birth. This is the inner, mental structure of a person. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Three Religions, August 12, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what is the future of money? Today, we need money to feel secure, and in principle, money acts as a connector. I give you money, you give me money, and we each earn from each other and win over one another at each other's expense. It is a copy of our inner attitudes to each other. What we each want from each other is expressed in the amount of banknotes that we exchange with each other. We approach an employer, work for them, and get paid. That is the relationship we find not only in stores, but throughout society, including between spouses. We express our relationships in a kind of monetary equivalent because we constantly wish to receive something from others. Therefore, today, money is the equivalent of our egoistic efforts, where we desire to enjoy at the expense of others, and wish to receive a certain payment for our efforts. Eventually, money will demonstrate its failure in its ability to connect us on an egoistic level, and it will then need to convert into a connector of altruistic relations. And indeed, at a certain stage, we will be able to measure altruistic efforts in monetary terms, that is, as amounts of our giving to each other. In other words, the shift from egoistic to altruistic relations does not require making any major revolutions in changing our current systems. We only need to change our attitude to what has been created, and discuss how we upgrade the quality of our relationships. Yet, the shift from egoistic to altruistic relations is a major change because we then gain an addition of a soul, that is, the quality of bestowal. In this soul, the quality of bestowal, we start feeling that we live on the next, higher level of existence, the spiritual world where we feel eternity and perfection. Based on Cab TV's I Got a Call. Money of the Future with Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman on July 16, 2011. Written, edited by students of Cablist Dr. Michael Leitman.